This Tuesday evening, President Bush appears before a joint session of Congress to deliver his annual State of the Union address. A year ago, coming off his 2004 re-election victory, Mr. Bush used the State of the Union to launch his initiative to overhaul Social Security. That effort suffered and ultimately faded from the scene as Mr. Bush's approval rating sank under the weight of the war in Iraq, scandals in the White House and on Capitol Hill, as well as an economy that stutter-stepped through a year of conflicting indicators. The president's message this Tuesday is expected to be more modest in its ambition. Trying to go on the political offensive, Mr. Bush is expected to hail recent elections in Afghanistan and Iraq as indicators of democracy advancing around the world, and to offer a spirited defense of authorizing wiretapping without warrants and his administration's conduct of the war in Iraq. Joining us are two members of the Senate who will be in the House chamber for the president's speech. From member station WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, is the newest senator, Democrat Robert Menendez. A former member of the House, Menendez was named by Governor John Corzine to fill out the remaining year of his own Senate seat. Hello, Senator Menendez. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And in our studio in Washington is Republican Senator Craig Thomas from Wyoming, and he's in the last year of his second term in the Senate. Welcome, Senator Thomas, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's start with you, Senator Thomas. What do you want to hear from the president on Tuesday night?
We had the opportunity to meet with the president on Friday, and he gave us a little review of what he intended to say. And so I think what he's going to focus on are the things that he believes need to be done in this coming year. And I think a great deal of time spent on his vision of what needs to be done.
Elaborate a little bit. What is it that you want to hear the president say?
I think he'll talk about such things as the cost of energy and the cost of health care, certainly. I think he'll talk, as he should, a little bit about his plan to get our troops out of Iraq as soon as our task is completed there. I think he's going to emphasize a little bit the need for education and training. I think he's going to deal with the problems he thinks we're confronted with and that we need to come to grips with over the next 3 years.
Senator Menendez in New Jersey, what about you? What do you want to hear from the president?
Well, I know what I'd like to hear, Leanne, but I'm not quite sure that what I hear at the State of the Union is ever comes to pass. I think of the State of the Union as a series of promises to America. And while the president has an excellent record of making those type of promises, he has an embarrassing record when it comes to keeping them. You know, for example, last year, as I think you noted in your introduction, the president promised to reform and strengthen Social Security. Instead, he ended up proposing to end the program as we know it. In 2003, he told us that hydrogen cars were the path towards energy independence. Today, we're more energy dependent than ever before. In 2002, he told us that we were going to have stronger homeland security in response to terrorist threats at home. And just this past year, the 9/11 Commission came out with a report card that gave the administration D's and F's. And in 2001, the president promised to pay down the national debt. And today our nation owes more than $8 trillion, the most we've ever owed in history. So what do I want to hear? I want to hear how we are going to get back to balanced budgets. I want to hear how we are going to bring a successful conclusion to Iraq, despite how many times you say victory in a speech, it doesn't create victory. And after 2,300 lives, $250 billion, $5 billion a month, I still have no real sense of a plan for success in Iraq. I'd like to see his response to the slow rate of growth in the economy, which is going to affect all of us as Americans. And I'd like to hear about health care, because there are just simply too many Americans who have no health care coverage whatsoever. And those who do, who are one paycheck away from losing it or feeling incredibly squeezed by the rising costs of premiums, copays, and less choices.
Senator Menendez, analysts are expecting the economy and the war in Iraq to be the driving forces in this year's election when all is said and done. Would you agree with that?
I think that the economy, the war in Iraq, and I would add health care. You know, it's a big challenge for families. But certainly, if you look at Iraq, 4 years after the president's speech about the axis of evil, bin Laden is still free. Iraq continues to be a terrorist breeding ground. Iran and North Korea have reconstituted nuclear programs. One must wonder about the administration's policy. On the economy, What I saw is reports in which the rate of growth is underperforming and is a cause for alarm. And so one must wonder about the underpinnings of the president's fiscal policy. And the tax cuts that I saw on the spending side did not go towards ultimately achieving a reduction in the national debt. They went towards further tax cuts. They did not go, as they were suggested in debate, towards the cost of reconstruction in the Gulf region. And so the continuous movement in this direction is a large cause of why we have the national debt that we have. I also think that the health care issue will be a major issue because no American should have to go to sleep in the greatest country in the world concerned that they cannot afford to get ill because either they have no coverage to provide them the health care that they need or they cannot afford to keep the coverage that they have, and they are being squeezed with higher premiums, copays, and less choices.
Economy, the war in Iraq, and health care. Senator Thomas, would you agree
sure.
with Senator Menendez?
You know, it gets kind of a little bit wearisome to hear the constant complaints about everything that this administration is doing from a group that has no plans to do anything to solve it. All they have plans to do is to complain. For instance, we've had over the last year and a half 3.5% GDP. That's pretty high. That's the highest it's been in quite a long time. Now, this last quarter was down a little bit, but the average for the year is high. We've had a $100 billion reduction in the deficit. That's a lot of money. It isn't enough, and we need to move forward. We've had the lowest unemployment we've had for a very long time.
I know you both disagree about elements of the issues, but would you agree that the war and the economy and health care will
Absolutely.
Be the driving forces?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's different ideas as to where, but there's no question but what those are, the issues. But now, how you resolve them is quite different.
Wyoming Senator Craig Thomas joined us in our Washington studio, and New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez joined us from member station WBGO in Newark. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
For a longer version of our conversation with Senators Thomas and Menendez, go to our website, npr.org.